Jeff, it was our last night in the office tonight.
Yep, it was.
Prior to Electronic 3, 2000 and Nizzle.
EEE09, here we come.
I say Nizzle because we'll be listening to lots of gangster rap on our way down to the show.
That's
right. To the big dance.
The big whopper. The big whoppers.
Yes.
The big weeplers.
To the Whopper burrito of all trade shows.
That's right. Yeah. Electronic Trace. That's what they call it south of the border.
And in
some parts of San Diego.
Yeah. You get to certain neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Don't really know what to expect from the show this year.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. Like, you know, I know that it's going to take up the main halls as it has in past, you know, kind of hot and heavy E3s.
Right.
But it's still not quite like no Kencha Hall, I guess, is my understanding.
Huh.
So it's not going to be like on that level.
Right, right.
But I still receive...
Concourse Hall is happening.
I still receive no shortage of invites or requests for appointments from people that I had never any interest of taking an appointment with.
Right, yeah.
So it's still big enough to have that.
Yeah, for sure. There's a fatality will be there, so...
Yeah. I had to ignore that email and say,
yeah.
I don't want to meet a shirtless guy.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
I don't care what high DPI mice he has on display.
Yo, man, this sick mice.
It's got 8 billion DPIs, and you can put your own weights in it, and you can skin it. You
what?
Put your own skins on your mouse.
My skins on it? Yo, I put this one, it's got the devil on
for
it.
For when you go to LAN parties and play Counter-Strike.
My computer has a handle on it, because I can carry it and shit.
I go places with my computer, but it's not a laptop.
Yeah.
Because I just play Counter-Strike.
I got a clear window on the side so you can see my flux capacitor.
You can see the neon that I have installed.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be bigger than the last two have been, but still not as big as...
Right. Yeah, I'll be interested to see kind of how the...
Love to dance.
Love to dance.
That's June the 6th. Number two. We're going to miss that.
Yeah.
We'll miss it. Home Show and Jazz Fest.
Home Show and Jazz Fest, both in the same night.
Home Show, comma.
The Civic Center is
Jazz Fest. Marin Civic Center, yeah. Keeping it mad real with their events.
But there's going to be, like, booth babes and stupid crap like that.
Oh,
so
God,
it's
damn
like
it.
They're trying to bring some kind of heat back to the show, but, like, that, I don't know. That anyone who falls for that trick probably shouldn't be at E3, right?
Yeah, for me the thing is, like, heat just means inconvenience.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything is actually better.
Yeah, I'm not really looking for spectacle at E3. I'm looking for rooms that have games in them that I can play or watch be played.
I agree, and this is kind of, I think, what has put me in the minority of the past two E3s of, they had those things.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess I understand, like, the desire to make E3 a big showpiece for the industry to the mainstream press and try and attract, like, that type of heat. But Booth, I don't think Booth Babes does that either.
But fuck! It was the members of the ESA, it was the publishers themselves that shrunk E3 in the first place because they didn't want to spend all the money.
They didn't realize what that actually meant. And they had to see it for themselves before they went, oh, dude, we have got to do something about this.
That's...
And now here we are, you know, the year where everyone's getting hit with...
Yeah, economic downturn,
the war economy.
Our current economic situation.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, E3 needs to be big again.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. There's definitely going to be...
You know, the games will be the games.
And
so that part sounds super exciting. Probably more exciting than the past couple of years have been. In terms of just announcements and stuff in the show. But the show itself, I'll be interested to see how it goes. Very interested.
I guess the thing for me about E3 is that it, for a long time now, regardless of the show itself, everything happens before the show.
Right.
Everything happens at the press conferences.
Right. Yeah.
Or at some other kind of pre-E3 event. So anything of like real impact and real...